No one quits us. You're a dead man walking.
Those words rang in Brahm's ears for weeks after the beatdown by the heathen's MC that left him wishing he was dead, which was the point. Lesson given, lesson received. Rest and recovery, the docs kept stressing, when all he wanted was to put as much distance between himself and the hospital bed as possible. And he'd meant that literally, planned on taking the vacation that his supervisor suggested. For your health, to rest and relax, Parizide emphasized. Which was bullshit, because Brahm was 90% sure a one-percenter violent motorcycle club wouldn't let him escape that easily. But maybe that's just you being paranoid. To the heathens, he'd been a prospective member named Monk. In reality, he'd been an undercover ATF agent who'd infiltrated the club and served up evidence that resulted in numerous arrests and convictions, putting the heathens in serious legal and financial troubles. Brahm knew at the outset that leaving an MC once he'd been patched in was close to impossible, and that vacating even a prospect position would put his life in extreme danger. He'd expected the ATF to have his back, and he'd been wrong. The plan went to shit, was all Parisi would tell him. Heads will roll. Brahm was no stranger to pain, but there were moments during his recovery that he'd actively prayed for death. Most of the time, he'd refused to let himself focus on the broken bones and stab wounds he'd endured. To say he was skittish these days was putting it mildly, and it was safe to say that the last place he'd wanted to end up was Shade's Run, and in the potential crosshairs of another notorious MC, and too close to the one that had nearly killed him for comfort. But for his younger brother Link, Brahm was a goddamn sucker, which was why he was headed there to see a man about a bounty and to get a lead on Link's whereabouts. Because Link had been MIA for months, even after Brahm's doctors had left him a series of messages regarding the state of Brahm's health. Link was a lot of things, and he could flake on a moment's notice, but like Brahm, Link knew life or death. For him to have just not responded... Fuck it. Brahm refused to let himself go there again. He'd move forward instead and deal with Link's disappearance. Which was why, nearly a month after his near-death experience, Brahm found himself sitting in a bar called Bertha's the night before his appointment with a bounty hunter from Shade's Run, who obviously got off on dialing Brahm's number 100 motherfucking times a day. God damn it, Link. Brahm couldn't say that enough. Wouldn't stop anytime soon. He'd put his own life on goddamn hold for Link again. Their sister, Linnea, told Brahm he was nuts to do so again, but she always said that. In 2 days, she'd be calling, demanding to know why Brahm hadn't gotten Link back home yet, not giving a shit that there was now a fucking bounty hunter threatening to show up at his door because Link had jumped bail. Obviously, Brahm had been listed as giving collateral for the bond, and he'd done no such thing. God damn it, Link. Because Link knew that Brahm's address needed to remain private, a necessity of his job. The fact that Link no longer gave a shit about Brahm's safety was enough for him to get ass in seat and drive to Shades with minimal stops. First, he'd convince the bounty hunter that he knew nothing about the goddamn bond, and from there, he'd find Link, get his brother on the straight and narrow, and then decide if he was walking straight back into hell.